Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I'm sure many of you would agree that one of the strangest things to come out of that Democrat convention circus was their lame attempt at redefining what passes as a male role model. Now, unfortunately, today's book publishing industry is making that lame attempt all the easier. The erosion of traditional male models in literature is just a symptom of the broader cultural shift we're seeing around the whole country that seeks to redefine and actually erase masculinity altogether. A recent article actually from the Federalist says that an author striving for success does not dare depict the leading male character as a normal, grounded, masculine man. That won't fly in today's leftist-dominated publishing world. What can we do about that? How can courageous conservatives rise up and defend to fight for traditional values in the publishing world? We're here to talk about this insane leftist trend, as well as give us hope for better literature to come, is Joanna Hunt, the creator of Publish and Go and founder of Silversmith Press. If you're regular to this channel, you'll know her well. She amplifies conservative voices and coaches writers through the entire writing and publishing process. She's coached many of our Turley Talks listeners, I'm sure a number of you watching now, through writing their own books, and it's been absolutely amazing to see. We've got actually a live training coming up again, another one on September 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's online, so you don't even have to leave the comfort of your home. You guys can sign up for it by scanning the code on the screen or by clicking that link in the description below. And we're even going to make it completely free so that anyone who wants to amplify their conservative voice through writing, through publishing, can see exactly how it's done. And no one does it better than Joanna. Joanna, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Thank you, Dr. Turley. It is always a pleasure to be on your program and work with your amazing audience. I am just not shocked at the news coming out. It really is. We have an assault on the family because when we have strong men, we have strong families, we have strong communities, and we have a strong nation. And, you know, those who want to tear us down, they're going to start by tearing down our identity, tearing down men and tearing down women. We need strong men. We need strong women, and we need strong families. And so, you know, this is something that prompted me to get into this industry altogether because I was seeing all of this censorship of truth and of freedom and of just what we know to be the fabric of our country.
Yeah. Well, you and I have talked a number of times about leftist trends just dominating the modern book publishing industry. And as you're noting, one of these trends involves the way traditional male characters are being like totally redefined. It seems to me, I may be wrong, but it seems to me we're seeing them portrayed often as weaklings, as cowards. I mean, what are your thoughts on that trend? And have you seen it affect the kind of books that are being published today?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, the men who are coming to me are strong patriots. They have a voice, they have a message, and they need a place to share it. And of course, with all of the censorship going on, that is why we have this partnership together, is to amplify truth and amplify faith, family, freedom, and the conservative voice. So yes, we are seeing it. I've had men come to me, they're very talented writers. They can't get an agent. They can't get a publishing deal, you know, and submissions say only accepting submissions from, you know, XYZ, extreme viewpoint, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what if you're just a normal guy wanting to publish your book? So that is what makes me so happy to be in this space and to find a way to get people out there. You know, my company, we have all the bells and whistles of any of the top industry publishers. And we publish all over the world, not just on Amazon, not just in one place. So when we say we're amplifying the conservative voice, we're getting it out there. And we're partnering with a lot of strong organizations like yourself and making a place for authors. So, you know, I commend the men who are standing up and taking action. That's what we need. We need women who take action, men who take action, families who take action. And that's how we're going to make a difference.
I didn't realize the publishing industry had gone that woke until I started chatting with you and you started bringing in all of this information and all this research of just how crazy and insane it really is. But you, again, you don't complain. You stand up and you do something. You're a patriot, and that's what patriots do. So how is Publishing Go addressing this problem? I mean, what are you doing to ensure strong characters and traditional values keep their place in the literary world?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was just a couple years ago, I think, that two of the top five publishers were trying to merge, which would take over 50% of the publishing industry. And those roots, the owners of those organizations, you know, traced all the way back to George Soros, who we know is not pro-America. And so thankfully that deal was stopped, but there's a push to take over media. There's a push to take over television, games, all the entrance points into the mind, because when you influence the mind, you influence the life. And when you influence a person's life, you know, you can take, you know, they call it mind control for a reason. So we have to guard what we think, what we read, what we take in, what we listen to. You know, people think, oh, well, it doesn't matter what I read. I'll never do that. Or I'll never, you know, be like that person on TV. But the truth is, you're subtly programming your psyche to just tolerate a little bit more. And even if you're not going to do those things, you tolerate them. And so when we support books that have an agenda, or we're just curious, or we, you know, we want to read these things, we're opening ourselves to just kind of accept what's being pushed down our throats. But when we stop, when we vote with our dollars, when we stop buying, you know, the books with the agenda, the shows, the platforms, and we take a step back and say, you know what, this is what I want for my future. So this is what I'm going to invest in. I'm going to invest in books that have the values I want to see growing our community. That's the first step. And, you know, the second step is, what is my place? Where is my voice? I heard Dr. Jordan Peterson say the other day, if you have something to say and you don't say it, you're living a lie. And so many people are carrying a message, something they want to say. They're living in agony. They're living in frustration. Well, now is the time to take action to get that out. And maybe you don't know where to start. Maybe you don't know, you know, how things are going to roll out. That's okay. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're having the free training. That's why we're creating a platform to teach people how to go from idea to I did it. And so many of your amazing Turley Talkers have been a part of our program. And I'm so honored and so proud to just create space for voices of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. To facilitate that. I love that, to take it from idea to I did it. I like that facilitation there. I heard Peterson, he's doing a whole new series on Western foundations, Western civilization foundations. And he starts off by asking, why should I study history? And his answer is, because you're part of a story. That's why. You and I are part of a story. And we all have a story to tell as part of that larger story. Speaking of, can you get, I know, I love it. He always has a really neat way of framing things, doesn't he? I guess that's why he's Jordan Peterson. Can you share some examples, just some tangible examples of authors or books that have come through your program that exemplify these principles that go from idea to it becomes reality?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, there's several books now that are coming out, but this one I really like, Going Back to Find the Way Forward. I don't know if y'all can see that, but it's Trump, A Great Awakening and the Refounding of America. This is Mike DeVerglio, and he just is a powerhouse, just getting out there, finding his place, making his voice known. I love this one by Reverend Robert Seckelman, Please Don't Push My Buttons. This one is the Bible's response to our angry world. You know, we've seen a lot of people, you know, we get angry, but we have to take action. You know, the things that make us angry are the things that we're passionate about. And if we feel that, that means we have to take action to solve that. And so I love that he did that with our program. And then Craig Harrison, Your Child's Best Teacher. Now, they found that in their family, having the father as the homeschooler was the best solution for them. And so he talks about how setting an example as a strong man, educating and instilling traditional values into his children, and why men need to get involved in the training and education of their kids. And so this was a great, great book. It, you know, I have a lot of friends who they have similar family structures, but there's not really a great support system for that. Right. So that's where Craig came out and he said, you know what, this is best for our kids. And I want to share how we're doing it and how we're instilling, you know, those traditional values. So I really appreciate that about him. Marianne Carlino, now this was a female author, but we hadn't talked about this book yet. I just wanted to share her story is Stopping School Violence, One Teacher's Silent Scream. And this is her story of how she observed some things that needed attention in the school system. And she was kind of marginalized and ignored, but she stood up and she pushed back and she made a difference and then wrote her story. So, you know, writing a book is so wonderful to validate someone's experience. You know, when we all post online all day long, but those things can be deleted, they can be taken down, they can be censored, and those platforms go away. But when you have a book, you know, you can bury this in a time capsule in the backyard, and it will be the same words 100 years from now as they are today. And that's what I love about books. I have, I actually have a whole stack of books from the 1800s, and I have a family Bible from 1812 that I just love, and seeing the viewpoints of the people who have come before us and their words are so powerful. And like you said, we are all part of the story right now. And so it's our time to make our words count and to get our words out there.
Wow. I love the variety of the books, the diversity. It's really neat what you're able to do. Are those all through Silversmith Press?
Yes, they are. And we do fiction and nonfiction.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about this one. Zach Absher, he just released Memories of the Other World. And so we have a lot of fun with our fiction authors who just want to create good story that promotes good values. It's not, you know, laced with agenda and tearing down families. But our authors are your followers, and they are creative and talented, and they're a lot of fun to work with. So we do fiction and nonfiction, but we'll talk about more about that in the training.
That's right. September 12th. Yeah, on the 12th. Exactly. Online free training. Yeah, I love how Publish and Go Method and the Silversmith Press Publishing just really shapes the moral imagination holistically. It's not just nonfiction, or it's not just biography or autobiography, but you bring in fiction, fantasy, everything.
Faith. I didn't even bring any of my kids' books, but we have some wonderful children's authors.
Yep.
Yeah. And talented authors.
Oh, it's wonderful. So obviously I have queued up here a question. Are you hopeful? That's how my question starts. Obviously you are. I mean, you exude hope and optimism and excitement. But as part of the question, I got to ask, are you hopeful that more people are going to find their voice through conservative publishing, like your program, the Publish and Go? Do you see the future of conservative publishing getting even bigger and brighter?
You know what? I really do. And it is because more and more people are standing up, and that's how you make change. You know, there's always those, you know, front runners who are willing to jump in there, and then the outliers are kind of looking in, and then they'll join in, and then you create a little buzz and you create a little noise like we're doing here through this platform and sharing that, hey, come on, get on this train because it's going. And if you want to go, if you want to have impact, if you want to make a difference and leave a legacy of faith, family, and freedom, then this is the place for you. And I'm real excited to meet all the new faces that are going to be working with me in the coming years.
Well, they love you, that's for sure. The feedback we get from working with you is just second to none.
Thank you.
We've got our live training coming up on September 12th, 3 p.m. Eastern. People can learn the whole process behind Publish and Go and how they could take their idea into becoming I'm done, something like that, which I love. I love that. I'm going to steal that right now.
How to go from idea to I did it.
I did it. I love it. From idea to I did it. Oh, it's so good. And it is tough and it is daunting. Writing a book is absolutely, Donna, you and I have both done it several times. We know it. It's a big project. But
well,
you really break it down. You show them how it's so that what I love about I'm totally interrupting you because actually now I'm excited. You show them how to break it down into step-by-step, manageable, doable process. That at the end of your coaching, they have, we're talking thick books that I've seen coming from your organization. It's unbelievable.
Yes. No, I was going to say, anything's hard if you don't know how to do it.
Right.
But if you work with someone who knows how to do it, then it suddenly becomes a little bit easier, right? People don't realize there's steps and methods and there's way to overcome your step points. I tell people in my program, you're not allowed to have writer's block because writer's block is lack of confidence or lack of a plan. And we have strategies to keep your creativity going and to keep your heart open when you're writing. And so, yes, people start and they say, I don't know if I have enough to write a book. And it's like unraveling a sweater. You just pull on the string and then you get more and more and more and more and more till we have all these words. And I say, stop, it's getting too much. So it's a wonderful problem to have.
I've created a monster. another one, and I know you've brought this up before, and I think this is important. You're also a stickler on there's no perfect time to start writing your book. You don't wait for this ideal time to write. There's never an ideal time to write a book. You gotta start now. It's finding not even the discipline. I like the way you put it. It's finding the right mentoring, the right coaching to show you how to integrate book writing into your schedule now. There is no ideal time to start writing a book, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, author E.B. White, who wrote the famous children's book, Charlotte's Web,
one of my favorites.
The writer who waits for ideal circumstances under which to write will die without ever getting a word on the page. And that's so true. No one's going to wake up and go, today, I don't have anything to do. Let me think. What will I do? Okay, I'll write a book. That just doesn't happen. But the truth is you can find time to write a book and live a very, very busy life. I work with professionals, doctors. I've published two moms of triplets with five kids. And all of these people with my system have been able to find time and space to get their books done. So I always ask for a commitment of 3 to 5 hours per week. Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes.
Totally doable, totally manageable.
Totally doable. Yes. But we'll talk more about that on the training and, you know, whether it's you have an idea to write a book, whether you're halfway done, where you've done three chapters and you're stuck, fiction, nonfiction, kids books, we'll have a good plan for you.
Absolutely. Gang, just scan the QR code on the screen or just click on the link below to register for that September 12th online training, free training from Joanna at 3 p.m. Eastern. Joanna, can you just give us like one little tidbit, one thing our listeners, one thing they can take away? What would it be like if they signed up? Give them a little sense of what to expect on the 12th.
Yeah, well, I always say that, you know, if you have any apprehension or any uncertainty, when you take action, it moves the uncertainty out of the way. So the first thing to do is click the link and get registered, and then just show up with an open mind. I tell all of my students, get comfortable with uncertainty, but lean into what's certain, because there's a lot of uncertainty in the process. And so if you only know one thing, I want to write a book, even if I don't know what the next step is, just take the first step. You don't have to see the whole staircase to take the next step. And so one step at a time, that would be my encouragement.
That's it. That's it. That's how you do great things right there.
Yes.
I love it. I love it, Joanna. Again, you don't want to miss this training. Joanna does some of the best training we have ever seen in Turley Talks. If you've ever considered writing a book, I mean, think about what do you have to lose? Why not try it? It's a free training. Give it a shot. Her trainings, it's online. You don't have to go anywhere. And I guarantee you, you're going to leave ready to share your stories like your fellow courageous patriots have been doing before you. So scan that code on the screen or click on the link below to sign up for the free training. Or you can just go straight to Joanna's website, publishandgo.com/ Turley to sign up. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. Great to see you again, Joanne. It's been too long. We were talking earlier. I haven't seen you all summer. It's been too long.
I've been too busy publishing books for your audience.
Busy. That's it. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the 12th.
Thank you, Dr. Turley. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.